Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 481. How to Respond When Life Kicks You in the Ovaries, by Nia Shanks of niashanks.com, and I'm Dr. Neil. Happy Monday. Welcome back to another week of Optimal Health Daily, where I act as your narrator of the best health and fitness blogs, all for free. I cover fitness, nutrition, stress management, weight management, and lots more, just like an audiobook, but from a bunch of different authors. And then on Fridays, I answer your questions right here on the show. All right, now based on the title of today's post, the gentleman in the audience may not think that this is worth their while, but I promise you, you will get something out of this. So with that, let's jump right in and start optimizing your life. How to Respond When Life Kicks You in the Ovaries, by Nia Shanks of niashanks.com. Life is beautiful. Life is amazing, and I couldn't love mine more. I'm blessed with an incredible family, I'm married to my best friend, and I couldn't ask for a better career. In short, I have zero complaints. Life, however, will at times give you a swift kick in the ovaries, or another organ for you men. Life isn't always perfect, and there will be inevitable times of sadness, pain, despair, and other circumstances we would prefer to never experience. I'm grateful that at this point in my life, I've dealt with a select few terrible events. I've lost loved ones to cancer and old age, been in a nasty car wreck, and experienced some other less than ideal events. But overall, my 29 years have been filled with an overwhelming amount of joy and love. And for that, I'm thankful. But as life tends to do on occasion, I experienced a swift kick in the ovaries yesterday, and it will take some time to recover. While this will sound silly to some people, the pain I feel is very real. Yesterday morning, I had to say goodbye to my 9-year-old boxer, Sidra. She was my baby girl. I acknowledge that this event is minuscule to people who have had to say goodbye to children, parents, and a spouse way too early, but for me, this has been a challenge. Last year, she was diagnosed with lymphoma the day after Thanksgiving, and we went through a series of chemo treatments in an effort to have more high-quality time with her. Thankfully, she responded well and had a high quality of life the entire time. As a result, we got to spend an additional 8.5 incredible months with her. But yesterday, I had to say a final goodbye. Even as I write this, I find myself glancing in the area of my office where she would lie. All day long, she would be by my side, hanging out with me in my office, joining me for walks, car rides, she loved car rides, hikes, and even a few swimming sessions at the lake. And because I work from home, I spent more time with that incredible pup over the past 9 years than I have with any person. If you've read articles or watched my videos with any regularity, you've likely seen her numerous times. She had the habit of video and photobombing me. Right now, there is a huge, gaping, painful void in my office and heart as a result of her absence. So, why am I telling you this? It's not my intention to make you sad, and I'm certainly not asking for pity. I'm not unique in experiencing pain and losing a beloved dog to cancer. It's because, despite this painful event, I'm able to smile and focus on the beautiful things in my life. It's through this lens of pain that I'm able to put the things that truly matter into perspective. What I thought mattered versus what truly matters to me. The upside to challenging life events is they provide the opportunity to take inventory of our lives, and we can choose to focus on the things that truly matter. It's in this reflection that I realize I've come a long way in regards to my health and fitness journey too. For example, I used to obsess over having what I believed to be a great-looking body. I wanted to be as lean and defined as possible and even maintain a specific body weight. At that point, I was willing to do anything to achieve that goal. That meant depriving myself, going on crazy diets, working out frequently at a high intensity, and even using fat-burning supplements at one point. I thought that achieving a super lean physique was important, no matter what the price. Now, I simply want to be strong and healthy. Yes, I still want to look great, but I want a body that serves me. A body that allows me to do practically any physical activity I want. A body that's pain-free. A body that enhances my overall life. That is what matters. Looking good is just a side effect and no longer the primary goal. Don't misunderstand me. Looking great and feeling and moving well are not mutually exclusive. You can certainly have the best of both worlds. The difference nowadays is that my focus and goals are different. I no longer obsess over trying to attain a certain physique or even performance-specific goals. I'm more concerned with having fun while building a body that serves me. There are dozens of other examples of when I focused too heavily on things that didn't truly matter, ranging from my business to other goals. But now, things are put into perspective. Please don't misinterpret what I'm saying. My intention is not to preach, but we will all go through tough times. Right now, this is one of mine, and I'm aware that this isn't the last or even the worst thing I'll endure during my short stay on this wonderful planet. But tough times can be sobering and can allow us in certain respects to grow stronger. When Sidra was first diagnosed with cancer, I started to see things differently. Unfortunately, I needed life to kick me in the ovaries to make me focus on the things that truly matter to me. The internet being down while I was getting ready to release a new program? That was a very inconvenient event that drove me crazy, but it paled in comparison to discovering my dog had cancer. Now I can think, so the internet is down. That's very inconvenient, but at the end of the day, it's just that, a mere inconvenience, and nothing more. It's not even worth getting upset over. Spending time with my loved ones and being in good health trump anything else. Now, when I get overwhelmed or things don't go as planned, I make my best effort to return my attention to the things that, at the end of the day, truly matter most. I would have rather had this epiphany without a challenging life event, but I'm grateful for this shift in my perspective. I've been off track in the past with how I approach my health and fitness routine. I know someday my time will come to an end, and I believe that when that time comes, I won't be thinking, I wish I would have reached that goal weight, or I could have been leaner and looked better. Is this a bit morbid? Perhaps. But I will choose to focus on the things that matter most to me. And when it comes to health and fitness, I will not obsess needlessly or plague myself with fitness anxiety as I once did in the past. Instead, I will keep everything simple so I can build a strong and healthy body that serves me and allows me to live a high quality of life. In addition to this more balanced fitness focus, I'm also getting out of my comfort zone, being more bold, and living the life I want to live while giving my attention and energy to the things and people that matter most to me. That is the beautiful lesson I have learned over these difficult past 8.5 months. I will always remember Sidra and the dozens of memories I have with her, but I am grateful for the fresh perspective I have gained during this challenging time. That's what I've learned from this instance when life gave me a swift kick in the ovaries. When possible, try to find one thing that's beautiful. One lesson that can be learned to make you stronger. Shift your focus, if necessary, back to the things that matter most to you. And when it comes to health and fitness, set goals that enhance your overall life. You just listened to the post titled, How to Respond When Life Kicks You in the Ovaries by Nia Shanks of niashanks.com. When you're hiring, it feels amazing to finally close out a job search. But what if you could get rid of the search and just match? You can with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
As I was reading, I definitely felt Nia's heartache. And like she said, we've all gone through something similar. I too have lost friends, family, and pets. And I wish I could say it gets easier, but it really doesn't. But I agree with Nia that sometimes it puts life into perspective. These events remind us of what's truly important to us. It's kind of like hitting the reboot button on our lives. We're so used to our daily routine that when something like this, a major event occurs, we kind of have to stop and go, oh, wow, that's different. Now I have to reassess things. And at times that can be a good thing. I've given this example before. For me, being diagnosed with a chronic condition was kind of a reboot of my mindset. It was terrible. It was not fun. But at the same time, I had to stop and think and then go, huh, I guess I should do something about my lifestyle so that I can feel better. And it changed my life for the better. And so to quote Nia, it shifted my focus. It got me back to the things that mattered more to me than I originally thought. And for that, I am forever grateful. All right, that'll do it for me for today. I hope you have a great rest of your Monday. I'll be back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.